today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Come with today's special on a special occasion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Salamu alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special on the wedding anniversary of two great personalities in Islam. Today is the wedding anniversary of Imam Ali and Lady Fatima, peace be upon them. Congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world, especially Shia Muslims. Ali. And be with us with today's special on Tuesday, 1st of Zilhijjah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Hordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of June, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Congratulations and the continuation of the program. Fatima's children are the Prophet's children. Dear brothers and sisters, many true traditions have been transmitted from the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, showing that he had considered Fatima's children as his. The Prophet loved his grandchildren from the deep of his heart, and he saw that they would be the continuity of his life. Once in their early childhood, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein were walking and stumbled. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family descended from the minbar, carried them and said, Allah the Great is true when he said, your possessions and children are but a trial. Holy Quran, chapter 8, verse 28. When he heard one of them crying, he said to Fatima, peace be upon her, why are they crying? Do you not know that their crying distresses me? One night the Prophet heard that the Hassan wanted some water. He brought some water. Al-Hussein wanted to drink. But the Prophet gave water to Al-Hassan first. Fatima said to her father, as if Al-Hassan is more beloved to you. The Prophet said, no. But Al-Hassan asked for water first. Then he wrapped them with one wrap and said to them, I and you will be in one place on the day of resurrection. Dear brothers and sisters, you are listening to today's special on a special occasion. Today is the wedding anniversary of Lady Fatima and Imam Ali, peace be upon them. Congratulations to all of you.
The best marriage, the best example to learn from is the marriage of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib and Fatima al-Zahra alayhim as-salam. Maybe the most successful marriage of all time. Look at how simple it began. Imam Ali alayhi as-salam, he's a single man. Ma'ad ibn Jabal and Umar ibn al-Khattab, these two companions, they come to Imam Ali, they tell him, Ya Ali, why don't you propose your cousin Fatima? Go and marry Fatima to Zahra alayhi salam. Imam Ali is a poor man. He doesn't have a house. He doesn't have anything. So he's shy to go and propose, and he doesn't even have a place for her. So he's hesitant. They encourage him until he goes and proposes to Fatima to Zahra. He asks Rasulullah, I want to marry. فاطمة. Now Rasulullah, the hadith says, he goes to Fatima, to Zahra alayhi salam, and he tells her, Imam Ali, Ali ibn Abi Talib, has come and he has asked your hand. He wants to marry you. Now the hadith says Fatima did not ask any question. How much does he make? What does he work? Where does he live? What's his house? She knew this is Ali ibn Abi Talib. This is the leader, the commander of the mu'mineen, of the faithful. And this is enough. This is all a person needs in order for them to live a happy life. The hadith says she just stayed quiet. She didn't say yes because she was shy to say yes. And the Holy Prophet, he was happy. He said, سُكُوتُهَا إِقْرَارُهَا. The fact that she stayed quiet here means she is okay. Rasulullah accepted. And look at the dowry of Imam Ali alayhi salam, al-mahar. He goes, he asks Imam Ali, what do you have to give as a dowry to Fatima? Imam Ali says, I have three things. I have my shield, I have my sword, and my camel. That's all I have. You choose whatever you want. The Holy Prophet says, you need your camel and sword, but you could sell your shield. He goes and he sells his shield for 500 dirhams and he gives it to Rasulullah. 500 dirhams, brothers and sisters, is equivalent anywhere from $500 to $1,000, today's currency. This is the dowry of Sayyidatu Nisa al-Alameen. 500 to 1,000. That's all. And she was happy. She was content about that. That's all that Imam Ali alayhi salam gave. And you find some marriages today, I've seen some marriages, for a few weeks there's negotiations between the man and the woman, that's usually the families, on how much. The family of the girl keep on going up, 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 and the family of the man keep on trying to, you know, getting a discount. It's as if they're selling, it's as if it's a transaction, it's as if it's a business deal. That's how they value their daughter. It's just based on money. يوم فرحان يوم جميل عيد سعيد عيد سعيد يوم جميل يوم فرحان عيد سعيد. When we think of the ideal marriage in Islam, we often cite the marriage between Imam Ali and Lady Fatima as the extremely personalities, as the exemplary personalities that they are. We recall their piety, humility, and devotion, but do we reflect on the example that they portray for us in their behavior, attitude, speech, and overall relationship with each other? While we venerate Imam Ali alayhi salam for his knowledge, wisdom, and perfection in faith, equally significant is the love and compassion that he had for Lady Fatima alayha salam. Many narrations illustrate how Imam Ali spoke to others of his love and admiration for his wife. Imam Ali has said about Lady Fatima, "When I look at her, my griefs and sorrows were relieved." He displayed profound respect for her emotions and autonomy. "By Allah, I did never anger her or force her to do something unwillingly." Dear brothers and sisters, congratulations on a great eve. Today is the wedding anniversary, marriage anniversary of Lady Fatima and Imam Ali, peace be upon them. Let's know a little more about their marriage. When Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam attained the age of maturity and was ready to get married, the Prophet Muhammad started receiving proposals. But the Prophet did not accept any proposal, saying that he was waiting for the order of Allah. One day, Imam Ali alayhi salam approached the Prophet Muhammad at his house. Imam Ali sat down and he was so much shy that he continued staring at the ground and could not utter a word.
The Prophet smiled and mentioned to Imam Ali that he knew what Imam Ali had to say. Hazrat Umm Salama mentions that I was watching this affair from a distance, and I saw that as soon as Imam Ali completed his request, the face of Prophet Muhammad lit up, and he asked Imam Ali, "What have you got to realize this act?" Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "O Prophet of Allah, you know my condition very well. I have only a sword, my war dress, and one camel." Prophet Muhammad said, "Ali, you definitely need your sword for fighting, jihad, and camel for traveling. However, your war dress could work. O Abul Hassan, I want to give you the good news that Allah has made the decision and already recited your nikah with my daughter Fatima in the ash, in the heavens."
The hadith says that some women of Quraysh during the time of Fatima, they came and they began to insult Fatima. They would tell her, "Look at what your father did to you. He let you marry Ali, such a poor man. He's not rich, he's not wealthy." And those back then, the Arabs, they were all about money. You would value someone based on his money. So they would make fun of Fatima and insult her because she married Imam Ali alayhi salam. But yet you find Imam Ali and Fatima, they led the best life, the most successful life. Rasulullah came to Fatima and he told her, "Ya Fatima, do not care about what these women tell you. Your husband is Ali ibn Abi Talib. He is the best creation of Allah after me." And then he begins to speak about the virtues of Ali ibn Abi Talib. And that's why you see they led the most successful marriage. And this hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam shows you, it summarizes how beautiful their marriage was. The hadith of Imam Ali, he says after Fatima alayhi salam died, he says, "فَوَاللَّهِ مَا أَغْضَبْتُهَا وَلَا أَكْرَهْتُهَا عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ حَتَّى قَبْضَهَا اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ." He says, "Wallahi, I never angered Fatima throughout the years that I lived with her. I never angered her. I never forced her to do anything." This is on one side. And on the other side, he says, "وَلَا أَغْضَبَتْنِي وَلَا عَصَتْ لِي أَمْرًا." And on the other hand, she never angered me, nor did she ever disrespect me, or she disobeyed me. It was mutual respect. And then he says, "وَلَقَدْ كُنْتُ أَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهَا فَتَنْكَشِفْ عَنِّي الْهُمُومُ وَالْأَحْزَانِ." He says, "When I would look at Fatima alayhi salam, if I had any stress, if I had any agony," he says, "I would forget all my stress." He says, "I would forget all my agony. As soon as I see Fatima, I forget all my problems." Wallahi, brothers and sisters, spend millions of dollars on your wedding, you could never buy that feeling. That when you look at your spouse, you feel that content, you feel that happiness. And it's as if all your stress has gone away, all your problems have disappeared.
Congratulations, thousands of congratulations on such a great day to all Muslims around the world. Congratulations on the wedding anniversary of Lady Fatima and the great personality of Islam, Imam Ali.
We're here on this special day. Our hearts are full of pleasure. A day that brings the two of you close together. We're gathered here to celebrate a moment you'll always treasure. We ask Allah to make your love